happy Thanksgiving weekend.
Wait, is that this weekend?
Yes, it is. Yeah, turkey.
Oh, my God. I've had my turkey, so I'm stuffed already. I got stuffed. I'm ready to go.
Oh. So what did you had it yesterday then, on Saturday?
What's so? Yeah, we did. And you make it sound like we're the only family on earth that could possibly think that way.
Well,
I think that's the weird thing about Thanksgiving is that, yeah, tomorrow is the actual day. But to me, like, we're busy. We're out of town as of this morning, right?
Right.
So my thinking is you need to have the turkey dinner where you still have a day off the next day for the leftovers, which are even better than the actual turkey dinner, right? So it's either Sunday going into Monday, Saturday going into Sunday, or some combination therein.
See, and I think that way too, but I'm not hosting this year, so I'm good.
Yeah, well, I mean, our family's in Ontario, we're in Calgary, so we're hosting ourselves again.
Well,
and then Barkley puts his bow tie on, right? And then Skokie puts on her scarf, and then they sit and eat dinner afterwards. And of course, it's all for social media, right?
Oh, it's not for you?
No. Well, they're super cute anyway. Yeah. What's going on?
Well, Joe and I yesterday actually made pierogies. We did it.
Now, is that worth it, though? Shouldn't someone else's baba make those? Like, for the effort you have to put in, the pinching you have to do, is it, like, do they taste, they probably taste worse than someone's grandma in Edmonton, no?
Look, I thought, how is it people don't do this more? Because it really wasn't that hard.
Is that one of those relationship testers, though?
Maybe. Could be.
Like, who was in charge, you or Joe, when you were making them?
Well, we both kind of were. I mean, we both took care of gathering everything. And he took on the role of rolling out the dough, which I did hear about after, but not to me. He just thought it was annoying. But they were so good. We did some testers. And there's lots left for tomorrow.
What kind did you make?
Just regular cheese pierogies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite. See, my wife is Ukrainian, so like the pierogies that you guys make and you guys eat, like this opened a whole new world. We had blueberry and strawberry and cherry and sauerkraut. Like to me, a nice little variety away from the potato and the cheese once in a while. Oh my God, are you kidding me right now? Dessert pierogies? I thought they were pretty standard. Like, you know, because when I had an ulcer back as a kid, my dad was a doctor and was like toast, applesauce, and boiled pierogies. Not fried with the bacon or the onion or the sour cream. So I went through a real hate on for pierogies for a chapter in my life, but I'm back loving them again, though.
Oh, that's awesome. I have not tried the dessert pierogies yet. It just hasn't been something I've wanted to try, but I'm thinking that we might.
Yeah, we did the old pierogi roulette. You know, you just grab one from the table. You don't know what it's going to be. Do I need sour cream? Do I need, you know, icing sugar? Like, I don't know. I have no idea, but it was awesome.
You did not.
Yeah, we did.
Really?
Yeah, we did. For sure.
The cheese pierogi and the blueberries were all mixed up.
Well, we would have, like, with her mom, who was Ukrainian,
yeah.
She would make them for the main dish anyway. They weren't dessert pierogies. Like, every pierogi she made was for, like, the entree.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
like,
cool.
What's the difference if you're going to have, like, fruit on your salad or cranberry in your turkey? What does it matter what the pierogi is, right?
Well, that's true.
Open your eyes. Hey, open your eyes a bit. Hey, tell Joe to open his eyes a little bit here.
We're not ready.
Yeah, I'm living a sheltered life. You're stuck in your ways. Is that what you're telling me right now?
I love pierogies with just cheese pierogies. They're so easy on the stomach. So that's my thing.
Okay, can we talk Jays for a bit then or what?
Well, that's what I was going to get to. Tonight is the night. First game up against Seattle.
Okay, so let me lay out the times where I live in Mountain Time, right?
Oh.
So the Jays play at 8:07. Is that correct, Eastern Time?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so that is 6:07 my time in Mountain Time. My son, where I'll be in the rink, is playing at 5. So there's going to be some crossover. Is it optically bad, because I'm a Jays fanatic, to have my phone and that feed in the rink as I'm watching him? Like, I'll watch more probably. I'll watch, because he doesn't play every second of the game, right? He's a defenseman, so he plays maybe like a third to half the game. He gets a lot of minutes. So, like, when he's not on the ice, is it okay to go full on Jays mode, or do I have to support his teammates who I don't really know and watch them live?
Can't you do both at the same time?
Well, that's what I mean. Like, put more focus into the Jays game when he's not on the ice.
Yeah.
But when he's on the ice, it's just I'll hold the phone and I'll hold the stream and I'll put it down by my side or whatever, not really watch, and I'll watch him.
Oh,
you know?
Okay. But you'll still have the earbud.
Because we're going to have a conversation about, you know, how he played and what could he have done differently. Even though I'm not his coach, whether he wants it or not, it's coming. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Lethbridge, Alberta, baby. And
yeah.
We had our first snow last night, so we'll see how the roads are. Laura, it was 18 yesterday.
What?
That's how goofy. That's how goofy the weather is, and it's gonna be 14 tomorrow. See, I'm so paranoid because we have friends coming from your land this week, and she's like, "Oh my god, tell me about winter." I said, "Andrea, it's October. What do you mean?" She's like, "What am I gonna need?" So they rented a Ford F-150 or 250 with snow tires and 4x4 and all that kind of stuff. And now I'm afraid because if she comes, like it's like the Americans when they come here for Stampede or whatever. If it's cold one day, right, or it hails one day, it freaks me out because that's their takeaway forever of. Mm-hmm. You know, and our city is not like that. Like it was 18, it was 15. And then Wednesday and Thursday, when they're here predominantly, it's going to be like 14, 15, 18 degrees. So if she lands though, and they have to de-ice her plane on the way out, like I'm in real trouble because I already gave her a mouthful saying, "Andrea, look, it's the Trans Canada. It goes through all of Canada. We have it too. They take care of it. They maintain it. You don't need a tank, you know, or some kind of like off-terrain vehicle." So it makes me nervous when you people come to visit our land. You think we're like... You think we're Snowtopia. You think we're Christmas Town.
Okay, but how long will the snow last? Is it still on the ground?
Not really.
Yeah.
My windshield was iced up this morning. Like we have something called Chinooks in this town where it's a warm pressure system comes from the mountains, and just like in January or December, whenever, it'll go to 15 degrees, you know, melt all the snow. So that's really the city's plan, to melt the snow on the roads when it comes down. We don't have plows. We just wait for Chinooks, you know? So they're cheap, right?
Wow.
Crazy, I know. Hey, look, when I go to work at 4 in the morning, I lay down the tire tracks for everybody. Just follow suit. Just everybody try and line up in those tire tracks. We'll be okay. Don't worry. So.
Well, that's the thing here. We know how to drive in that stuff, so a little bit of snow doesn't scare anybody over here. And most of us have trucks.
Yeah, and that's what I picture in towns like yours, right? Like you're driving a snowmobile up to have dinner at 5 o'clock at night, no? In the dark?
No. And you know, the town of Duluth, Minnesota is about 4 hours away from where we are. And I remember going there once and the people were asking, do you ride a snowmobile to school? What?
That'd be cool though if you did, no?
It sure would, but that's like, we're only hours away from you. We do the same things you do.
Yeah, I know. We had that in Detroit one time, going to watch a playoff baseball game. And Tiger fans are like, "Oh my God, y'all came from Canada?" I'm like, man, like, honestly, you get to the border and it's like islandsforsale.com. It's all tropical and there's seagulls and we're eating good food off the barbecue and, like, you know, blended drinks with little umbrellas and stuff like that. They have no idea. Like, they know more about Mexico than they do about, you know, a place an hour from them. So
it's so weird.
Oh, back to the Jays, though. Are you consumed by it? Are you, like, just a passenger? Like, are you all in or what? What's going on?
No, I'm in. I love baseball. I do. It's one of my favorite sports. We played baseball, Joe and I, on the same team even. But, yeah, I love watching these.
I saw that the hotel in center field is, like, $1,500 for a night during the Jays games.
That's all? I would have expected it to be more.
Well, and do you remember, you remember back in the day when the windows weren't tinted? Remember that first story about the couple having some fun and like the world saw it? That was even before social media. That was just like television cameras. So.
No.
Yeah, man. They were having their, they're just, you know, I guess they're cuddling or whatever you call it. And for whatever reason, I guess because it's a plain bay window,
yeah.
The TV cameras went in there and they're like, "Hey, what are these guys doing?" And they were doing exactly what you thought they were doing. And it went viral. But this is, like, you imagine if social media was a thing back then, and it wasn't. So this is just old-fashioned TV cameras, like, showing a couple having the best day. him having his best day of the life, whatever.
I would assume they didn't know that people could see them?
I would say it would take a couple hours afterwards, and they did, yes. Yeah.
So what do you think about Trey, you savage? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's a savage. He for sure is.
Amazing.
When I heard John Schneider, was it last night or the day before? He's like, "You know, when he went to the bullpen for game 4 against the Yankees," and I said, "He's available." He's like, "I was just playing with y'all minds. He wasn't available. That was just head games." I'm like, okay. Because Yankee fans on social media, can we agree? Maybe the most toxic people on earth. I love New York, and their people are great in person. Look, and if you want a straight answer, ask a New Yorker, right? There's just no bullshit. It's whatever's on their mind. But social media, man, oh. And maybe the Jays fans are bad. I don't know. Maybe I'm viewing it through the wrong lens, but holy smokes, I'm glad to get rid of those people.
Yeah, it'll be nice to move on, hopefully. Hopefully they'll be better people.
So do you think, well, I think Seattleites are kind of like just like us, you know, speaking of just being like an hour or two away. And usually you see like the Canadian invasion for Mariners games where all the people from BC and Alberta and Saskatchewan, they go down for the games and it's a Canadian infiltration. So do you think it'll be like a home game for the Jays, home and away?
Oh, maybe. You might be right.
It's an expensive town, but I mean, your team is one series away from the World Series.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to make more money, right? Don't worry about it. Just put it on the credit card.
I like that thinking, too.
I asked my boss if we had a station down there, an affiliate of some kind, that we could do the show from down there and then stay for the game, and he wasn't really into it. So he's got Jay's fever for sure, but he's like, that sounds like it's going to cost me a few thousand. But I'm like, definitely would.
Did you tell him he could go, too?
Well, that's the thing. I tried. That's what I started with. I'm like, hey, how about you and I and Randy, you know, make him feel included right away, get the warm gushies going, and then he drops a hammer. So, hey, if you don't ask in life, you don't get, right? So
exactly. Yep. No kidding. So yeah. One of my favorite players right now, too, is Addison Barger. I call him Pigpen because that kid always has ripped pants or dirty. Like, he's so dirty from sliding, which is great.
He's like the Josh Donaldson, right? He can't wait to get dirty.
Right?
Wait to dive for a ball or slide into whatever base, even though it's not close, right? Like, yeah. I find the younger players like, hey, it looks like I kind of played hard, even though I didn't, if I didn't play hard, you know, because I'm dirty all of a sudden. He's like a Tide commercial. Remember the Tide commercials?
Yep.
That's what he is right now.
That's exactly what he should be doing. And then there's another player, Ernie. And I said to my husband, Ernie, who names their kid Ernie? Like, when was the last time you heard of someone named Ernie? My cousin is Ernie, and he's older than me. So I thought, wow, that's like an old-fashioned name to name a kid. And then I remembered our son is named Walter.
See, I'm into like I would name my dog Ernie. I would name my dog Walter. I'm totally into like human names for pets. I think that's pretty cool.
I think it's cool too because it's my dad's name. My dad was Walter Matthews, and Joe's dad was Sergio Zena. So this poor kid has been tagged with that full name, Walter Matthews Sergio Zena.
So Walter Matthews is like Walter Matthau. He's almost like grumpy old man.
Yeah,
right?
That's my dad, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, that's that generation. I think they just kind of. I don't think they're grumpy, man. They just speak their mind. They said you can be whoever you want in life as long as you're consistent.
Oh, that's
right?
True. Yeah.
Hey, man, remember those days in college and you look in the fridge, you have like six things or seven things, and you have no money to buy anymore. You're like, oh my god, what can I make out of this?
Yeah.
I was just scrolling through social media a second ago, and they have an AI app where if you take a picture of whatever you have in your fridge, it'll spit out some kind of recipe for you in like 3 seconds.
Oh, that's cool.
Right? Like, remember that as a college kid? Like, you open the pantry or your cupboard doors, like, something jump out of here. Is it going to be Katie? Is it going to be, like, noodles and paint? I mean, spaghetti without an elaborate sauce. But, yeah, if you take a picture, you have, like, mushrooms and chicken and carrots and two other things. So they're like, hey, how about a mushroom stir fry with, I don't know. I haven't used the app, but it sounds pretty cool, though, hey?
Oh, yeah, and I like it because you're using stuff that you have. A lot of recipes, they say, oh, you have all this at home. No, I don't. I don't have half of this stuff at home.
WestJet says its economy class seats will no longer recline. What's your reaction?
I don't recline, so I'm glad because I don't like it when somebody reclines in front of me.
And why is that?
It just kind of messes up my whole space.
Yeah, I mean, it's only like 2 inches though, right? And for me, it's like, I don't know. I think you're a bit of a jackass if you do that. And secondly, I can't see my hummus. I'm trying to see the hummus and dip. And your long, greasy hair is right in front. I'm not saying that's a female. Whoever it is, your long, greasy hair is not only impeding my vision of my meal.
Yeah.
It's you're dropping hairs in there too, which is kind of gross. Airplanes are the worst, aren't they though?
Oh, they can be. And I don't really like talking to my neighbor, do you? If they want to talk, I'll talk.
If they're buying me drinks, I'm in. How about that?
Yeah, okay, I like that one too.
Yeah, if they're buying me drinks, I'm totally in. Okay, relationships. What shocked you more? Keith and Nicole breaking up. Allegedly, Keith might have found somebody on the side. Or Katie and Justin hooking up.
I saw that.
Do you think she has a Fuck Trudeau sticker on her car?
She will now. That was perfect.
She has to. I mean, if she doesn't, let's get her one. On the boat, on the car, wherever.
I don't even know.
On stage, on tour.
Somebody will have that sign.
Someone's got to have it.
I am actually surprised by that. Like, how did those two connect, right?
Well, and you know what? And then I saw a picture of them on her yacht, you know, off the coast of California. I'm like, that's perfect. Like, where else are they going to go? Like, any like that restaurant Montreal, how many creepers were taking pictures of that date, right?
Right.
And then the security detail on both sides of the fence. Like, she would have massive security. He would have even bigger security, right? Like,
yeah.
Do their security, like, hang out together when they're together? You know what I'm saying? It's like a group of 50 of those guys just going bowling until the date's done, like, up in the hotel room or whatever. Hey, they're gonna be on shore soon, mate. Let's why don't you go to the pub for a little bit, and then we'll wait for the text from Katy Perry, and then we'll just, you know, be security again. Or are they always just, like, pretending like they're talking to their sleeve and very important or whatever? I don't know.
Wow. Yeah, both of those stories. Am I surprised about Keith Urban hooking up with the chick he's on tour with? Probably not. But I am surprised by Katy Perry and
his guitarist, allegedly, though. So Keith went through, like, I think for Nicole to have a relationship with Keith in the first place, it took a lot because she didn't really trust his lifestyle. Remember, he was, like, crazy Keith. It was all the drugs and booze yeah. and dating supermodels and stuff like that. So they actually had a deal where it didn't matter where he did a show in the world, he would fly back in his private jet and end up in the bed beside her after the show. Like, he'd be, you know, in Toronto or Calgary or wherever. But the deal was, once the show's over, you know, has a shower, winds down, gets on the plane, and she wanted him beside her in bed, like, after the show was over. 10 hours later, 6 hours later, whatever. So, it sounded a little micromanagey, but I don't really know the whole scope right. of the relationship.
Why not just go with him? So,
well, she's acting somewhere for $20 million a show.
Oh, now?
A film! Yeah.
Now? But still, yeah. I mean, if you can't trust him, you probably shouldn't be in the relationship.
I don't know. Keith seems like a nice guy. I'm not going to judge her because I don't really know her. But she seems a little, just a little vanilla. You know what I mean? Like, a little, like, not really a lot of depth there.
Yeah. I don't know who to blame in this case. I mean, we're not in it, but we only go by what we see. So I'm blaming Keith. Yeah, I'll do that.
Are you one of those people where, you know, you find a relationship like this doesn't work out and you're devastated by it, even though you haven't met them?
No, it doesn't affect me at all. I just think, oh, that's too bad, and just scroll.
Yeah, there's so many people. It's like, I can't believe it's over. Oh, my God. Like, listen, dude, you had nothing to do with it. The only thing I'm going to miss is I don't know if there's a name for it. You know, they put the names together, like Brangelina. You know, yeah. I kind of like Herbman, you know, like Urban and Kidman put together, it'd be like Herbman. I kind of like calling them that, but I'll miss that a little bit, but it sounds like they're done forever. So, hey, this is not about me. No. It's about their feelings.
Yeah.
They already have like a situation where the kids all worked out, like who's going to see them when and stuff like that. So,
well, that's smart though. That's good.
Yeah.
So, Thanksgiving weekend, I posted on Facebook about, you know, I put pictures of the family, said thankful for this crew, looking forward to our gathering. What are you thankful for? So I did get some answers, and I love this. Neil from Ireland, of all places, said I'm thankful for non-alcoholic beer. The guy gave up drinking, but he does drink a non-alcoholic beer, so that's really nice to hear.
Yeah, I saw one of the guys on one of those sandals trips, Bo from Winnipeg.
Yeah,
and he was drinking like 0% Guinness or something on the beach. I'm like, that's definitely not my style when I was down there on the beach, but hey, whatever, to each their own.
Yeah, and somebody else wrote for my family, very thankful for them, for our crew, and another lady named Mary said, thankful for being alive, somewhat healthy and happy for families. There's lots to be thankful for. What are you thankful for, I was going to call you Migs, Mookie.
Migs. I mean, lots of stuff, right? Like, I don't know. We had a fairly low-key weekend, the three of us and the two dogs, and that's, you know, some of our favorite times. Just not even having a plan, just having a meal or just watching a movie or sports or whatever. Finally played pickleball. Our schedules have been so crazy, the three of us combined, that we played so much pickleball the last few months, to the point we're getting texts from the pickleball places saying, hey, haven't seen you in a while. Where you been? So we played that on Friday and that was fun because we're all fairly competitive. And then, you know, you shake hands, high five, and then go back to your family dynamic afterwards. And yeah, you know, the turkey dinner is always a highlight. Why do we only have two, and why are they 2 months apart? I don't know. But, yeah, just a lot of stuff, man. I'm thankful it hasn't snowed until last night, you know, cause this city's goofy sometimes with weather, and yeah, job's going good and all that kind of stuff, I just look at my dogs and I'm like, you know, I'm not ready to lose another one ever again, but I can't imagine not having dogs in my life. You know what I mean?
They're just so happy to see you. Those tails are wagging and Sasha, our dog too. I couldn't imagine being without her. We've lost two dogs in the past couple of years ourselves, so it's tough.
Yeah. Yeah, we had my wife is bringing out the Thanksgiving sign where she puts a little message on there, Happy Thanksgiving from the dogs. And she's like, the last one she had on there was from Charlie and Eddie, and they're both gone. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Crazy times, but hey.
Well, I'm thankful for friends like you, Mookie.
Aww.
Yeah, you're the best. You're fun. You're interesting.
I've been sick for 11 days.
Oh, are you feeling better, by the way? You said the other day you had the flu?
Yeah, I don't even know. It's just like right in your head. I never get, like, I'll say that, but I do never get sick.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's just knocks you on your ass. So there's a lot of stuff going out there. Doesn't mean it's COVID. It wasn't COVID. I could taste everything. Turkey was delicious. Thank you very much. My wife got this oxygen tester during COVID on recommendation from her brother-in-law. Thanks, Pete. So yeah, oxygen was fine. But I was reading commercials at work, and I'm not very good to start with at reading commercials. You know, like, I'm like, why would you ever pick? People pay money for these, right? Why are you getting me? and I'm like, Beaver, Sean Beaver's the name of the guy, the production guy. I'm like, I can't even breathe right now. You know, like, I'm doing a line, and then like, doing a line, taking a breath. Like, you're a commercial girl. You sound good doing that. That's not my strength in radio, so.
But I've had commercials where I've had a cold or spots that I've had to read where you have a cold. It's tough.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. What do they say in those old smoking commercials? If you can't breathe, nothing else matters.
Jeez. Only you would turn that into a laugh.
Smoking makes your teeth yellow. Remember those? Smoking makes your breath smellow.
No, I don't recall that one.
Oh, the impact of marketing, man. Goes right to your brain and sticks with you forever.
Wow. All I remember is those beneficial commercials, those insurance commercials. Beneficial toot toot where you bop somebody's toque with the pom-pom on the top.
Oh, really?
You don't remember that.
I don't remember that. No, you say pom-pom, I go somewhere else, because my buddy was in a McDonald's commercial with his mom back in the day, and all you could see was a pom-pom. Like, he wasn't even in the shot. They're like, hey, how do you like the McRib, Mrs. Watson? And she's like, oh, it's, and she's paid to say whatever, right? They're getting good testimonials. So every time that commercial ran, she got like $25, which, no, not killer money, but it ran maybe 100 times. She got a couple $1,000.
Yeah.
My buddy Bob, because all you could see was the pom-pom on his toque and nothing else, not his face, no skin, anything. Like, you don't know if it's a boy or a girl or a dog wearing a hat or whatever. But they had to compensate him somehow, so McDonald's gave him $1 every time that commercial was on.
Oh, my gosh.
He made $74.
And he was probably really proud of those $74.
Hey, 74 more than I made. And he put it on his acting resume. Okay, buddy. Well, happy Thanksgiving.
Safe travels. Good luck to your son in the games. And
yeah, thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.